Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day and would see the seed sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of his own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come. He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when sown in the ground is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest plants and puts forth branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke word to them, and they were to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. So this morning we hear about a mustard seed, very tiny, tiny, about the size of your pen tip, if you're carrying one with you. Really, really small. But when you plant it, it gets really big. Now, I was kind of curious, you know, whenever you're preparing a homily, there's sometimes a technical thing you got to look up. And well, how big is a mustard plant? So I looked it up. We could not fit a mustard plant in this sanctuary. That's how big it can get. I walked it off this morning to make sure my measurements were right. That is a big plant. Wow. So when we think about things, we think about the little things and how they could become the big thing. Let's think about what we can do with our life. Maybe there's something out there. Maybe there's a ministry that all it needs is just you. You're that one little seed that's going to get in the ministry, that's going to take it and tip it over and make it become what God wants. You may think, well, I'm just a wee person. What one thing can I do? But your presence, your help, could take that ministry from a small seed to a huge bush. So I ask you today, consider looking to be that small seed that can join and help something become a big bush.